Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center. Sexual Identity, the Harmony of Philosophy, Science, and Revelation offers a comprehensive vision of human identity, male and female. Co-authored by experts from different fields, it offers much-needed wisdom to see through the deceptions that afflict our time. Learn more at stpaulcenter.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. John Bergsma from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Franciscan University of Stephenville. And here we are on July 15th, and it is the memorial of St. Bonaventure, Bishop and Doctor of the Church today. That's fantastic. You know, St. Bonaventure is kind of the Franciscan Thomas Aquinas. What Thomas Aquinas is for the Dominican order, St. Bonaventure is, so to speak, for the Franciscan order. Two great medieval intellects and theologians who have strongly influenced the theology of their respective religious orders. They are all also almost exact contemporaries, being born within just a few years of each other and then dying within about a year of each other. So a great pair of saints, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Bonaventure. Bonaventure, often called the seraphic doctor. Thomas Aquinas called the angelic doctor. And that's because, among other things, St. Bonaventure has that burning insight, just, you know, an amazing genius IQ. I always have my students read his introduction to the Breviloquium, or the prologue to the Breviloquium, which was his little work on biblical interpretation, and it's absolutely fascinating. He, for St. Bonaventure, scripture was just this whole universe of he literally says, infinite meanings that God has to communicate to us. So beautiful. Anyway, so we're observing his day, and on his feast day, these are our readings. For our first reading, we've got Isaiah 38, famous story of King Hezekiah repenting and praying to the Lord for forgiveness of his sins and to escape judgment, both himself personally because he was ill, and also his city because he was under siege from the Assyrians. Not to be confused with the Syrians now, back around the year 700. And it's a beautiful story about repentance and God's answer to prayer. And so God hears his prayer and adds 15 years to the life of King Hezekiah, and also makes the sun go back so that the shadow cast by the sun on the stairway, which was kind of used as a rough sundial in the royal court, was made to go back. And so what do we see here? We see that it's never too late to repent. We see God's great mercy, that God is always eager to forgive and to restore. We see God's power over physical healing in terms of sickness and illness, and we see God's power even over physical reality, you know, astrophysics, as it were, and the motion of the planets and of the sun and so on. So really a whole bunch of beautiful thoughts to ponder from our first reading. And if we have been in sin, now is a great day on this feast of St. Bonaventure to recall God's eagerness to forgive if we will only give him the opportunity by repenting. And of course, the best way to manifest that is by making the effort to get to the sacrament of reconciliation, which is God's ordinary way of healing and forgiving us of our sins in the new covenant era that we're living in. And speaking of this priestly power to forgive sins, we have a gospel that relates very strongly to the new covenant priesthood. This is Matthew 12, 1 through 8. It's the story of our Lord walking through the fields of grain on the Sabbath, and he's threshing out heads of grain, or at least his disciples are. It's not exactly clear if Jesus is doing this himself, but it doesn't really matter. But the Pharisees call out his disciples for threshing these heads of grain in their fingers and then eating the kernels of grain, which, according to their interpretation of the law of Moses, violated the command to rest on the Sabbath. And then Jesus responds and says, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? They went in and they ate the bread of the presence, which was only lawful for the priests to eat. And have you not read that the priests serve in the temple on the Sabbath, and yet they are innocent of breaking the Sabbath?" Etc. And actually, a Jewish rabbi by the name of Jacob Neusner really has, in my opinion, given the most insightful commentary on this passage. And I came across it while reading the first volume of Pope Benedict XVI's Jesus of Nazareth series, where Pope Benedict quotes Rabbi Neusner. And Rabbi Neusner points out that both of these examples that Jesus cites to justify his disciples threshing and eating the grain on the Sabbath are really examples of priestly actions, of David and his companions acting as priests and eating the bread of the presence, and also the priests in the temple working on the Sabbath and yet being innocent because as priests they are authorized to work on the Sabbath. And so Rabbi Jacob Neusner, probably the most prolific rabbi scholar in America in the 20th century. And he was famous when I was going through grad school. And you know, everybody knew him, everybody read his stuff. He just pumped out an amazing, I think over 1,000 books in his lifetime. But Rabbi Neusner points out in this passage that Jesus is claiming a priestly status for himself and for the 12. And that's so shocking because this is something that non-Catholic scholars often dispute. Even some Catholic scholars dispute it and say, well, there really isn't a new covenant priesthood. Of course, most Protestant groups deny that there's a new covenant priesthood. But Jesus is claiming a priestly status again for himself and for his apostles. And it's quite clear that he's doing it here in Matthew 12. And elsewhere in the Gospels, he assigns to his apostles responsibilities and rights that in the Old Testament belonged to the Levitical priesthood according to Mosaic law. So the right and the responsibility to offer sacrifice, to forgive sin, to interpret the law of God, all of these things are handed over to the apostles at various places in the Gospels. Matthew 16, for example, John 21 is another good example. And so Jesus entrusts the apostles with priestly responsibility during his earthly ministry. And of course, that was continued beyond our Lord's ministry, even after his ascension. They continued to do the priestly work that Jesus did during his earthly ministry. The apostles continued into the period of the early church, and then their successors after them down to the current day, down to our current bishops and priests. So we can give great thanks for that. One of those great priests was St. Bonaventure himself, who was a model priest scholar and one so passionate about Christ and about the gospel and about the outpouring of forgiveness of sins and the action of the Holy Spirit. So how appropriate on his feast day we reflect on this gospel passage, which speaks of the new covenant priesthood, which is a ministry of mercy, because as Jesus says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Well, this has been Dr. John Bergsma from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Franciscan University of Steubenville, wishing you a happy and holy feast day of St. Bonaventure.
Thank you for listening to Letters from Home, the Scripture Reflections podcast from the St. Paul Center. Listen daily with reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Dr. James Merrick, and Mr. Clement Harold. Our production team includes Technical Director Rory Mitrick and producers Olivia Mosier and Joseph Palmer. Our mission at the St. Paul Center is to help you read Scripture from the heart of the church. Subscribe and share Letters from Home, as well as Dr. Scott Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed. For more faith-based resources, books, and Bible studies, visit stpaulcenter.com.